After being in Las Vegas for an excellent Reawaken America tour, I realize now why they call it Sin City. What a hellscape. Las Vegas, Nevada needs our prayers. Please pray for them. Happy Monday. Happy to be here. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. So every year, ESPN puts on these stupid awards shows that they call the ESPY Awards. You're probably familiar with the ESPY Awards. One of the fake awards they give out is the Courage Award, which obviously is supposed to honor courageous individuals. But of course, if you're getting a big award from a major national media outlet for your courage, chances are you aren't brave at all. Actually, to the contrary, it's likely that you're just a big fat you're doing what's massively popular. And that was, of course, demonstrated this year when the winners of this Courage Award were the freak shows on the U.S. women's soccer team, who are disgusting loudmouths who choked badly, by the way, in the World Cup this year. But they're just endlessly celebrated by the media for things like their fight for equal pay. Yeah, the U.S. women's soccer team thinks that they should be paid the same as the men's soccer team, even though they aren't nearly as good at soccer as the men are. So if ESPN were actually serious about honoring real courage in the face of massive pressure and hostility from the media and all of those in power, there's only one person who could have won this year's ESPY, Novak Djokovic. Djokovic is a proud Christian. He's also legendary for his discipline and his devotion to physical excellence. He's won more tennis majors than any other man on the face of the planet, despite constant attacks and overt sabotage by the most powerful people in the world. Last year, you may recall, Djokovic was told, hey, you can't play in the Australian Open unless you're injected with this weapon of biowarfare brought to you by the US DOD. No thanks, he said. So they responded by literally deporting him from that country. But Djokovic refused to give in. Then a few months later, the illegitimate pedophilic Biden regime said the same exact thing. Hey, no playing in the US Open unless you're jabbed. They thought that they could make him submit. At the time, Djokovic was at 21 major titles won, a single win away from the all-time record. They thought that they could force Novak Djokovic to give in out of his desire for tennis immortality, but they failed miserably. Novak's principles were just too strong. He's been a role model for jab resistors worldwide, not just for his refusal, but for his impeccable conduct as well. He recently told CNN in an interview that he has absolutely no regrets. Take a look.
No, I have no regrets. I've learned through life that regrets only hold you back and basically make you live in the past, and I don't want to do that. I also don't want to live too much in the future. I want to be as much as in the present moment, but of course think about future, create the better future.
And he was ultimately rewarded. This year, the pureblood, never vaccinated Novak Djokovic was back in Australia, and he absolutely crushed the competition to tie the record for all-time major wins. Then in June, he dominated the French Open to take sole possession of the record. Well, now, America's COVID state of emergency is over, at least for the time being. Make no mistake, it's coming back. But Novak Djokovic is ready to expand his hold on the record by winning the U.S. Open. And he already looks like the favorite. Novak was just in the United States for the Cincinnati Masters tournament. He beat Carlos Alcaraz, a man nearly half his age, and his only serious rival now for the title of world's best player. When he took the title, Novak looked like he just won the Grand Slam. Take a look.
I šta kažete? Za penziju?
Gina Bontempo is a mom, a wife, a writer, a health coach, and a longtime Novak Djokovic fan dating back to her teenage years, and she joins us now. I don't mean to date you, but thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Stu. Yes, I've been a Djokovic fan since I was 16 or 17 years old. I remember very distinctly his 2007 year. He made it to the US Open Final, and he lost to Federer, but I just remember there's something special about this player. And since then, I've been following his career very closely. So I was very interested in this entire saga of him being deported from Australia and being barred from coming into the US. And I think we can say now definitively that there is no other athlete in the history of the world that has been treated more unfairly than Novak Djokovic.
Yeah.
There is no athlete
people like
that
Aaron Rodgers and Kyrie Irving. These people stood up, but ultimately they ended up caving. And then you see Damar Hamlin die suddenly on a football field, 20 minutes of resuscitation, life support at the hospital, apparently had two cardiac arrest situations there, but still refuses to come out and talk about his vaccination status. So how badly does that look for the NFL and, you know, for these individuals like Drew Brees, who ultimately end up caving for other politically woke nonsense, you know, movements? And then how vindicated is Novak at this point?
Yeah, I mean, now he's the only left of the big three, Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic. And I think his Cincinnati Open win against Alcaraz a couple weeks ago proved to the world that he is not done yet. He's 36 years old, 16 years older than Alcaraz, who is being propped up by the establishment as the new wonder boy. And now he holds the most titles out of any men's player, out of any player in the world. And he's still not done yet. And I think what people hate most about Djokovic is that when he refused to bow down to the mob, when he refused to get the vaccine, notice his language through the entire thing. He never said, he never made a political statement. He never said, you should not do this. People should not do this. He simply stood up for his own personal freedom and personal autonomy. And that is what scares the establishment more than anything. Somebody who was willing to sacrifice it all for their own personal freedom and autonomy. And that's why he has now become the biggest beacon of hope and freedom to everyone around the world.
Yeah, but unfortunately it's not noticed because, you know, ESPN, the ESPY Awards, the acts of courageousness, the mainstream press, you know, the televisions that instruct everybody what to do. It's now time to socially distance again. It's time to put your masks on again. I'm sure that the supermarkets will have the little stupid arrows on the ground telling you which way to go like herds of sheep. So nobody's going to see it unless they view alternative media broadcasts like this one.
That's true. And I think that's why Djokovic is especially, it's such a special thing to watch him because he's on a mainstream stage that no other athlete and celebrity is really on right now. And he's known worldwide. And a lot of people are now just starting to really understand the detriments of the vaccine and how it's making women infertile. It's ruining their menstrual cycle. It's giving young, healthy men myocarditis, making them drop dead in a football field. And I think a lot of this is starting to come to people's minds because we see figures like Djokovic who are willing to stand up against it, make different choices for themselves. And so when they see things like Damar Hamlin and even LeBron James' son, you know, they said it was some other pre-existing condition. But now we look at these things and we're sort of wired to ask a question, what's really happening here? And I think that's really important for the general public to see concerned citizens who are now very, very unwilling to accept this new COVID narrative that's being pushed on us yet again.
Ernest Ramirez, who's the father of a 16-year-old Ernesto Ramirez, who died suddenly after the Pfizer jab, has been very vocal and told me personally, and he said it on the record before, so I have no problem saying it here. He was offered big money from Big Pharma to shut up about the death of his son. So how likely is it that LeBron James and, you know, others are the guy pretending to be Damar Hamlin? How likely is it that the football contract would really mean nothing? Just come out and be an actor and we'll pay you, I mean, infinite amounts of money to just shut up and never say anything about this.
Yeah, they think we're stupid, Stu. They think that people are stupid and they think that we're going to keep falling for this over and over again. And they think that as long as they keep feeding us the narrative and putting these weird situations in front of us and trying to convince us that Damar Hamlin was totally fine, that LeBron James' son, oh, it was some pre-existing condition. They actually think that we're going to keep eating these stories up. And unfortunately, there are some people who are dumb enough to keep falling for these narratives. But I think what we're seeing right now is a growing number of people who are refusing to eat this up anymore because many of them have lost their livelihood. They've lost their jobs. Their health has declined and they're just not going to stand for it anymore.
Yeah. I consider this a big win, by the way, for all of us conspiracy theorists who were opposed to this, you know, what we originally thought was an experimental treatment, which now we find out, no, it's not experimental at all. They've been playing with this gain of function bioweapon crap since, I mean, way before we ever knew anything about some novel coronavirus that was coming our way. But I think this is a huge win because, you know, it's quite possible that he beat Alcaraz, 16 years his junior, by the way, because Alcaraz is experiencing some side effects from the shot. Maybe he's clotting. Maybe he's fatigued. Maybe he doesn't have the energy that he once used to. Antibody-dependent enhancement. So we know that it's not a vaccine. We know that it's a weapon of biowarfare that's responsible for killing millions through the clots that died suddenly, helped to make so famous, and a whole bunch of other different things. So when, you know, this continues to happen over and over again, and people like Djokovic are on CNN smiling and saying that they have no regrets about this, how many people are going to look at this, scratch their chin and say, maybe this is really all fake and we shouldn't take our kids and line them up to get injected with this nonsense killer shot?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said earlier, Djokovic is 36. That's about the time when you would an athlete would normally kind of start to slow down, especially if they have taken an experimental vaccine that we know has negative side effects on male athletes. And so when people see him healthy, thriving, still winning tournaments, still holding all the records, a lot of people have to stop and scratch their head and say, okay, well, something's going on here. This is obviously not some freak accident because after his Wimbledon loss, in July, people thought he was done because he lost to Alcaraz in the final. People thought, okay, he's old. Now it's Alcaraz's time. And then he came back in the Cincinnati Open, almost had a heat stroke, heat exhaustion in the first set. People thought he was going to pass out. Okay, the king has been dethroned. And then he came back in the second set and the third set and still won against Alcaraz. And a lot of people now are starting to realize, okay, something's going on here. We're seeing these athletes who refuse the shot, who are now thriving and healthier than ever because they've chosen to protect their body against this bioweapon.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better. Gina Von Temple, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Stu.
Yeah, you know, and another thing is, I mean, obviously what we didn't see was Novak Djokovic get COVID and then go into a hospital and then be removed and separated from his family members and then ushered to a room where he was sedated with cocktails of drugs that could kill a horse the size of Fannie Willis in Fulton County. We didn't see him, you know, get remdesivir coursed through his veins and then put on life support or a ventilator and then pronounced dead to the tune of a $360,000 payout for these for-profit businesses called hospitals that were killing for cash throughout this entire pandemic. This is a genocidal level event and round two is coming. Say no, resist, be ungovernable, and do not comply. More of the Stu Peters Show next. Seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or go to goldco.com/Stu.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
Here's a question. You ever feel like your pain is holding you back? How many of you aren't able to go on a walk with your grandchildren because your knees hurt too much? This is the reality for millions of people over 50. They suffer from pain that can make it difficult to get around, to sleep, to enjoy life. But there is a brand new product that can help you get your life back. QE Strong Pain Patches are made with natural ingredients that are extremely safe, and they work. Just simply apply one patch to the affected area and you'll feel relief in minutes. If you're tired of living with pain, try QE Strong Pain Patches today. Go to qestrong.com/stew. Again, that's qestrong.com/stew. So 2 months ago, this war in Ukraine had its biggest incident since it began with this Wagner Group. That's a Russian private military force. Well, they launched a sudden uprising against Vladimir Putin, led by the group's charismatic leader called Evgeny Prigozhin. Now, the group took over the city of Rostov. For comparison, that would be like a private army taking over a city like Raleigh or Boston. And then they marched on Moscow. But after advancing hundreds of miles with basically zero opposition, suddenly this Prigozhin lost his nerve. He negotiated a surrender to Vladimir Putin. Wagner stood down. Prigozhin apparently planned to move to Africa to join Wagner forces taking part in the various ongoing wars there. Poof, it was done. But the whole thing was just so bizarre, there were questions from the very beginning, and now there's even more. Because late last week, Prigozhin's personal airplane crashed inside of Russia. Now, of course, almost nobody thinks that the crash was an accident or a coincidence. The most obvious possibility is this. Putin took a page out of The Godfather and had his most dangerous rival taken out, period. Who could blame him? But is that actually what happened? Now, a lot of people are advancing their own theories, because here's the truth. We don't have the slightest idea if Prigozhin was even on that plane, even if Russia says he was, even if Prigozhin's own allies say he was. We don't know for sure why the plane crashed. Was it really sabotaged, or was it shot down by Putin's team? Or could it have been taken out by other actors? Now, remember, our leaders tried to put all of the blame on Russia for this war when they were the ones who let it happen. Our own corrupt, murderous crime syndicate planned and incited this conflict, and they keep it going. Our leaders blamed Russia for the Nord Stream pipeline explosion when it's obvious that we ourselves blew it up. And our leaders blame Russia for this war continuing. Russia has reportedly offered peace, repeatedly. We're the ones who insist on fighting until every last Ukrainian is dead. So why would we believe what our fake leaders say about this latest incident? David Vance is a UK-based political analyst and an author who has his own thoughts on this. To that end, we want to learn more, and he joins us now. Thank you so much for coming. So what say you about this jet aircraft that just suddenly appeared to blow up in the air and then crash?
Yeah, it reminds me of a Russian doll. You know the Russian dolls? You open one up and there's another one inside, and then you open it and there's another and another and another. The truth is, Stu,
that perfectly describes the lies that are kept in the chest held by the Empire of Lies, which is the most corrupt government that we happen to live under here in the United States. Anyways, continue. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that's right. And so the truth is, as you rightly point out, we can't be certain exactly what did happen. But there's a couple of things that I think we can be reasonably certain of. And in the first instance, you know, Prigozhin was a central figure to what's been happening in Ukraine, and has had a fair degree of success, as far as I can discern, in Donbass. So you got to ask yourself, always in these situations, Stu, who benefits? Who benefits from the death? Does Putin benefit by having 100,000 disaffected Wagner mercenaries in Russia who maybe aren't that happy that their glorious leader has been killed. I mean, you got to ask that, I think. And I'm very suspicious of this one. Actually, here's another thing. Did you see that the Western media is reporting that the genetic material taken from the body or one of the bodies at the crash site is that of Prigozhin? Last week, the Western media was telling us, oh, no, no, you can't believe anything Russia says. This week, they're saying, oh, you can totally believe that when they tell you it's Prigozhin's remains. So again, how can we be sure?
You can't, but you can't certainly make up. I mean, the blatant lies all through COVID-19, the rollout of the masking, the rollout of the social distancing, the rollout of the bioweapon injections that you were going to keep you safe, and they were completely effective. Yeah, they were effective at killing millions of people who are dying suddenly. But, you know, as far as this Prigozhin and this jet, if it was Vladimir Putin, I mean, honestly, who could blame him for taking these people out, especially an opposition leader like that, when virtually the entire planet is looking to take out Putin, our own government, the CIA, and what about their involvement? I mean, how easy would it be for our intelligence apparatus to frame Vladimir Putin and prop him up once again as this warmongering criminal?
Well, that's exactly, Stu, what I kind of feel in this one, because this is classic distraction politics. So at a time when the so-called counteroffensive has been a catastrophe in Ukraine, What a good idea to suddenly say, no, no, don't look at that. Look over there. Look at the crash site. Let's talk about Prigozhin. Let's not talk about the absolute failure of the NATO-backed offense in Ukraine. So I think it's, I honestly do believe a lot of this is distraction politics, which is the one thing that the West is quite good at. It's good at that kind of PR spin. It's not very good at winning wars, but it's very good at trying to push propaganda. And that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, it's more like, instead of distraction politics, which I think is accurate, I think more accurately would be projection politics, because everything that our fake government is accusing Putin of doing, they're doing. I mean, we're the war criminals. Biden's a war criminal. You've got this warmongering Pfizer butt slut, Lindsey Graham, over here enriching all of his fellow fossils in the D.C. Beltway, NGOs, Raytheon, you know, Lockheed Martin. It's a missile testing site. I said this to the British Broadcast Company. I think I was 100% accurate. It's a construct. It wasn't even around until 1991. Volodymyr Zelensky, how many Ys are in his name this week? Even his name is fake. The ghost of Kyiv was fake. The maternity ward bombing was fake. The causes of the war, we've been lied to about that. We've been lied to about actual events of the war. And then when they discovered lying about their lies, they just cover them up and lie about their old lies. I mean, it's just, it's one big lie after the next. And really what you have here is 50% of a country that would just rather be Russia. And this is exactly what happens when you agitate a group of people who would rather just be ethnic Orthodox Christian Russians. That's what's going on. This was a violent coup in 14.
Yeah, you're dead right. But it is projection. It was projection when they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline and said it was Putin. It was projection when they blew up the dam and said it was Putin. And honestly, Stu, it would not be inconceivable to think that this is more projection to try and seed dissent in Russia. Because ultimately, they want regime change in Moscow. I mean, that's what this is. Well, it's part of what this is about. And so this is a convenient way to do it. So, as again, back to the Russian dolls, you've got to be very careful what you're looking at.
From a CIA who created ISIS, from a CIA who created Antifa, which, by the way, caused $12 billion in damage over the summer of 2020 in a three-month period because of a career home-invading parasitic black thug that died of a fentanyl overdose right here on the streets of Minneapolis, and then they blamed some cops. From a CIA who effected a violent coup in 2014 in Ukraine and then employed a complicit fake lying press to make it look like a popular BLM-style uprising before they could overthrow a democratic process and interfere in an election. Oh, I don't know. Something like what happened here in 2020, almost verbatim exactly. Would you really put it past the CIA to kill this guy and then frame and blame it on the one man that seems to be standing in the middle of whatever is left of this free world and of his country? By the way, he kicked out the Rothschild criminal cabal central banking system, and whatever this new world order, one world governance is that's rapidly approaching and coming our way.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go with Putin on this one.
Yeah, that's a much more plausible theory, that is, what you've just said, Stu. I think at the end of the day, the propaganda coming from the West is completely repulsive. It's all about, I think, trying to make us look away from their own absolute failure, which is what we've seen in Ukraine. And yeah, I mean, if Putin had wanted to take him out, he was in Africa a week and a half ago. We could have taken him out there without any problems. But this was timed, as these things always are, Stu. You understand this. These things are timed very particularly. So I think he's probably dead. And I think that the finger of blame points much more in a Washington direction than a Moscow direction.
Yeah. Well, everything that we've learned from our fake media about the KGB and how violent they were and how disgusting it was, and Putin just being this ruthless, murderous dictator. And then if you want to believe pedophilic Hollywood, which apparently tells us what's going to happen in the future, predictive policing, predictive programming, The Matrix was a documentary, not a movie. What about Training Day? Denzel Washington, obviously the Russians can just get you anywhere that they want to. We believe that. And so, yeah, likely he would have just been killed or murdered, assassinated, picked off, taken out, whatever you want to call it, in Africa while he was there. It'd have been a lot cleaner for Vladimir Putin than just blowing him out of the sky over his own airspace and putting his own people at risk, which clearly he doesn't want to do. He's an Orthodox Christian. He is a Russian nationalist. He cares about his population, which is why he's so well received when he holds these rallies. David Vance, we hope that you'll come back again very soon. I'm out of time. I got to run. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
At some point, we've all been sold a big lie, including yours truly. It's called the protein lie. Starting in the 1980s, supplement companies began pushing massive protein consumption. We all believed that more protein equaled more muscle growth. I'm here to tell you that's a big fat lie. No surprise. Let's say that you eat an 8-ounce chicken breast. You're consuming about 40 grams of protein. However, just because something contains 40 grams of protein doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to absorb all 40 grams. No, without enzymes, most of it ends up in your toilet bowl. So if you don't have a sufficient supply of enzymes to digest the protein, your muscles will be starving for those vital building blocks. That's why it's crucial that you take a high-quality enzyme. The one that I trust and use myself is called Masszymes by Bioptimizers. Masszymes is a full-spectrum enzyme formula with more proteins than any other commercially available, with 5 different kinds of proteins. You can try it today, risk-free. Their 365-day full money-back guarantee is the gold standard in the industry. When you go to bioptimizers.com/stew, be sure to enter the coupon code STEWPETERS10 to get an extra 10% off of your order at bioptimizers.com/stew.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to stopmyinflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. Stopmyinflammation.com. So there are major brand new bombshell developments in the ongoing fight to expose the full unvarnished truth about the government set up deadly murderous January 6th hoax. Now, from the very beginning, people that were actually present on January 6th reported, hey, there were violent provocateurs within that crowd. Yeah, these were people who clearly were not actual supporters of Donald Trump or his message. So who were they then? Well, they believed that those provocateurs were Antifa. So, of course, their claims were ridiculed and they were dismissed and they were censored as misinformation. But guess what? They were true. John Sullivan, a.k.a. Jaden X, has long been a central figure in theories of an Antifa plot behind J6. And by the way, that's not wild or conspiratorial in nature. No, he has a long track record of involvement in BLM and Antifa-aligned groups. Also, by the way, after recording footage at the scene on J6, he sold his footage to who? To CNN and NBC News. He accidentally broke a window inside the Capitol. He was, by some accounts, the person pushing Ashley Babbitt through a window so she could be executed by some guy posing as a police officer. And despite being at the heart of what was supposedly a coup, a violent insurrection, a seditious plot to overthrow the federal government of the United States of America, despite being that person, unlike dozens or hundreds of others, he's never gone to jail. He's never stood trial. He's never been arrested by the feds, and he's not slated to go to prison. Why? Now, there's more details to this suspicious story. According to Jaden X's own brother, Jaden worked closely with guess who? Ray Epps. In the days leading up to January 6th, he also reportedly planned the riot in detail with other Antifa members on Discord, an online discussion platform. It's all laid out in this stunning new interview with the Alicia Pau Show for National File. Take a look.
I know that John pushed her through into the window when they got into the Capitol. I know that he had pushed her up to the front. He's charged the same things as John. From what I know is that Ray Epps and my brother John had met up prior to going to the Freedom Plaza. And they were at, if you look at the video of Ray Epps, people calling him, see John right next to him.
Alicia Pau is also a former staffer at Project Veritas, as well as a writer for the Gateway Pundit. She joins us now to discuss her massive scoop. Alicia, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu, and thank you for being willing to expose January 6th. In fact, James Sullivan, John Sullivan's brother, says he's been trying to reach media with this story in between a government task force that he's working with to prosecute his brother. He's been trying to reach media with this story for months, and they don't want anything to do with it, particularly Fox News and such. So if not for this independent journalism and alternative media, the J6 probe would be never ending and touching all a patriotic American soon enough if we don't stop it.
A couple of questions. I mean, first of all, what does it say about Sullivan that he's willing to turn in his own brother and is begging for the press to take a look at this and to expose this? What does that say about what actually unfolded on January 6th? And what does it say about Sullivan himself as a person?
Well, I'd like to get learn how to file lawsuits and more Americans to do that, because we need to file a lawsuit against the government for orchestrating January 6th. In fact, anytime you want to look at what the government is insinuating about patriots, look to the government itself for being guilty as charged. It looks like after months of investigation, every single day, January 6th was obviously orchestrated by government actors. Now, Jaden X, it happened to be the first story I wrote about January 6th while I was taking a break from Project Veritas for a couple of hours. And we saw him saying, we're going to burn this shit down. We did it. He's actually, he exclaims that he has a knife. He's doing way more than the defendants who are charged with seditious conspiracy, who are looking at 33 years in prison so far, or what Stuart Rhodes did. So on top of what we saw him do on January 6th, bragging about it, gets rich off of it. He's then right after that story was posted, he was arrested by the FBI, spent just one night in jail, and all of his court hearings preceding his arrest were by Zoom because of COVID. That's already like a two-tier justice system compared to how other J6 defendants and their families are being railroaded. Furthermore, Jaden X has a Patreon, he's on Twitter, and he is working as a war correspondent in the Ukraine, meaning the government has authorized him to leave the United States, come back frequently. None of this is lawful, especially in comparison to how the ordinary J6 defendants are being treated, especially those who are high profile Al-Qaeda domestic terrorists.
So who is it actually, in your belief, you've done a lot of research on this. Normally this would be a rhetorical question, but I respect your opinion. Who do you think it was that was at the top of the planning and the orchestration and the implementation of this event on January 6th?
Well, you can say the government, but that's defined by 16 intelligence agencies.
Sure. I mean, specifically, do you know specifically, does the arrow point to any one or group of individuals that were behind actually making this happen?
Well, it looks like the FBI had a big role. And according to James Sullivan, John Sullivan worked with the FBI to cripple Utah's Antifa and Black Lives Matter groups prior to January 6th. And he met up with Rhea Epps prior to January 6th in Freedom Plaza. In fact, he says Jade Sacker, the photojournalist who was accompanying Jade and X, started secretly recording Jade and X as they planned this terrorist attack. In fact, Jade and X himself, in his social media postings, calls it a terrio test group plan. What is a terrio test group plan? I mean, it's for the government to respond. And the government's obviously withholding all of this evidence, which leads to Brady violations and acquittals and winning appeals for these J6 defendants who are facing the conspiracy charges. Why does James Sullivan have this disdain for his brother? I asked him, and we'll be posting more of that interview in the days to come. Well, James has always been sort of a psychopath, according to his brother. He takes vengeance against those who are his enemies and did so to his own brother. I mean, to iterate, it's a very sad story. I guess I'll explain what happened here, and you'll hear it later on the rest of the interview. He says that because he's a conservative and Jaden X is Black Lives Matter, and they already have that kind of agitation between one another. But then Jaden X takes it upon himself to take photos of James's son who got ketchup on his pamper, takes the photos, posts it on his social media, and says that James Sullivan raped his son. And then so CPS comes and investigates. And from there, the brother, James, says, I'm going to do everything I can to go and make sure Jaden X goes behind bars before he hurts more people. And he certainly is hurting more people.
How many hundreds? I mean, how many dozens of people? How many thousands of people because of, you know, family and extended family and friends and girlfriends and, you know, mothers of children or fathers of children? How many lives, thousands of them, are being impacted by prisoners of war being held on U.S. soil without due process while the government hides behind a complicit media who refuses to go tell the real story? And who's responsible for paying the media off? What does the media have to gain by perpetuating this lie that January 6th was some violent insurrection or the overthrow of a government by a million some odd people who didn't bring a single firearm?
Well, it's also true that James Sullivan was paid $30,000 by CNN for footage of Ashley Babbitt's death. It's unclear. It says in the contract, eyewitness footage of the Capitol shooting. It's unclear if he received that made that contract prior to Babbitt's death or after. It's been sealed. I believe CNN was sued for its role in the Capitol riot, also sealed and obfuscated by the Biden administration. And it's very clear, irrespective of whether Ashley Babbitt was killed or not. And I say that carefully. There's a whole lot of people in the comment section that believe she wasn't dead. There's a Woo's News video that's viral that believes she's a crisis actor. I'm not saying that. All I know is that situation was planned. That shooting was planned ahead of time. There was also more people pushing Babbitt to the front where the window who have been unidentified by the government. In fact, every person who was in that circle where she was shot needs to be deposed. We need answers because there's growing evidence that was orchestrated on top of Lieutenant Byrd getting promoted, given special housing by the government and a soft all praise on an NBC interview.
So how is it that the scaffold commander has yet to be identified or found? The RNC DNC pipe bomber suspect, nobody knows who this guy is. But every selfie-taking grandma who even so much as looked at the Capitol building or prayed on the steps of the Capitol without even making entry into the Capitol And some others who were a very long distance away from the Capitol are being held. They've been identified. They've been tracked down. They've been humiliated in front of their, you know, family and their neighborhoods. They've been dragged out of work. They've been stormed at the airports all over the place. And they're being held in solitary confinement in a gulag, subjected to physical torture and rape. But we can't find these other people. How is that exactly?
Oh, the government's hiding who they are. They are working with the government. In fact, we now... There's been more sources who are working with members of Congress on the footage and stuff who have told me that these sedition hunters are government contractors. So Antifa is working with the government, as was John Sullivan. Obviously, prior to January 6th, an Insurgents USA leader who's posting all this combat gear and AR-15s on his social media feeds planning a Terrio test.
Can you imagine had Americans actually brought firearms?
Well, I think when conservatives who pride themselves in the Second and honoring the Second Amendment and have lots of guns, if we wanted an insurrection that day, the government would have saw it. It wouldn't have been four people killed by police. And that's just a lie. And this is all calculated prior to January 6th. Just like COVID was manufactured and unleashed, they had a plan to do that right after the second impeachment failed. And they had a plan for people who were going to protest that day. And we walked right into the bait. Thankfully, I wasn't there that day. I was too busy capturing ballot harvesting at Project Veritas in Fulton County during a runoff election. Now I see people that I know, patriots just like you and me, Stu, at the same events. I'm visiting them in jail. I'm like claustrophobic from even during the visitation, because they're in a 6x8 cell and the visitation booth is just as small, behind a glass window, while murderers and pedophiles are being let out. And for some reason, Jaden X is allowed to leave the country. And I'm not going to reiterate the whole thing, but this has been submitted as evidence into the Proud Boys trial, because James Sullivan says he'll be a witness for any J6 defendant, already has for two. And because of his testimony, their sentencing was cut in half. They were given half the jail time. So if you're looking at Stuart Rhodes and Enrique Tarrio, who the government's have painted as a Fed, or decorated veteran Joe Biggs as seditious conspirators, Enrique wasn't there that day. Stuart Rhodes committed no crime. And Jaden X, on camera, committing crime, saying, burn this down. Excuse my language.
You're fine.
And handing out metal rods for people to break windows, planning a Terrio test. Obviously, this is a setup. It's like spelling ABCs out to the American public already. We already know we can see it as clear as day. Just like wearing a mask is not going to be safe and effective. January 6th was a setup. But the problem is our judicial system is also hijacked, or where there would have been no fraud that was permitted by the judicial system following November 3rd and January 6th. The judges are like a part of a Gestapo. They must be impeached, and Congress has the authority to impeach these judges. But again, what have we seen Congress do throughout all of this?
Yeah, our Congress is doing jack shit. But which brings me to my next point. Kevin McCarthy, in his bid to become the Speaker of the House of Representatives in a Republican majority Congress, all, by the way, fake, total movie, all pro wrestling. It's a huge show. Nobody believes these people anymore. They're completely ineffective and cowardly and neutered and castrated and feckless and weak and rhinos, or they're in on a greater part of a plan to overthrow a constitutional republic and usher in whatever this world, one world governance is that's coming our way. But Kevin McCarthy, as part of this show play, said that he promised to unleash the unedited, fully unredacted footage in its entirety from January 6th. And then instead, I believe also pre-scripted with Tucker's departure from Fox, gave it exclusively to Tucker, and we only saw little bits and pieces with Tucker, kind of formulating his own narrative around it. Where is the unredacted full footage from January 6th, and why won't they release it to shows like this one so that we could immediately move to upload it to StuPeters.com and allow every person in the public to see it and come to their own relevant conclusions? Where is it, and why won't it be released?
Well, first of all, the average person is not going to know what to do with all that footage. And I will also direct you to where you can find hundreds, perhaps thousands of hours of J6 footage gathered by sedition hunters that's readily available for crowdsourcing on the web. But look at McCarthy. He dared, told Mickey Whithoft, Ashley Babbitt's mom, that he never saw footage of Ashley Babbitt's death, or he didn't know about it. And she called him a gracious host. I mean, this is all appalling. Where's the investigation? In fact, there's been no wrongful death lawsuit filed that me or the attorneys could find into Ashley Babbitt's murder. So McCarthy, we know it's a clown show. We know they're paying lip service when need be. They're compromised, paid off, and they certainly aren't abolitionists of the old GOP. They're anything but such, and we lived through that throughout COVID too.
And the same can be said, by the way, for all of these fake America First fighters, okay, like Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's fake as well. What real substantive move has Marjorie Taylor Greene, or Donald Trump for that matter, made to free these January 6th defendants? Now, I understand that President Trump is not the president. Rightfully, he is. But, you know, as part of this movie, we have this illegitimate pedophile in the White House called Joe Biden, and that's the movie that we're all supposed to go along with. So I don't know really what I expect, but at least fundraising. I mean, some really substantial fundraising to hire some really good attorneys. But then again, attorneys don't want to take these cases for January 6th defendants either. So we're left with this small group of people where you have to use your discernment to determine, are these really attorneys that are fighting on behalf of prisoners of war being held on U.S. soil? Or are these grifters and frauds and fakes and sellouts and phonies, just like basically 100% of our fake federal government, which has turned into a murderous corporate crime syndicate?
Well, not everyone's a leader. So you could have a law degree, but that doesn't make them in a position to suddenly have courage to speak out to the judge and possibly get disbarred. But I'll say, like, there are a handful of attorneys who are overworked, under-resourced, because the public defender fails to defend it. And so they'll take another case. There's no one has $20,000 a month for a lawsuit that goes on for years. And I don't know all of the attorneys, but again, like, I see a lot of tepidness in the courtroom. At the same time, the judges won't allow you to submit evidence. Perhaps if you have a witness like James Sullivan, then you can submit the evidence. And so
I got about two minutes left here, and I want your best take right here. Here's the two-part question. You've already explained who you think it is that was responsible for this setup. I agree with you. The fake government set this up, 100%. They murdered four people on that day. They were willing to use whatever force necessary in order to frame Trump and take him down, in order to show and make an example out of Trump and his supporters. If you dare be a dissident to the stolen elections and the ushering in of complete authoritarianism, we will forever imprison you in a virtual, digital, or even physical prison. And we will squash you and we will crush you. We could give a damn about constitutional rights. We could give a damn about the Bill of Rights or the independent, you know, any of these documents that founded our country. So knowing who set it up, why and what do we do about it? 2 minutes.
Well, we are in a non-kinetic warfare, mind warfare. And that's why, for one, I'm looking at what can we do. First, we can demand members of Congress do their jobs, embarrass and shame them, put a camera in their face, call their offices, and do things that they're going to remember your face and hear your voice before they go to sleep at night, because they work for us. And evidently, Congress is the last pathway we have to upholding our Constitution, rule of law, and perhaps passing legislation to relocate these trials. That's all that ever had to be done. On top of the fact that they let the House Select Committee run the charade. But stay on, as far as solutions go, that's what we can do. I'm organizing a national prayer. It'll be on Wednesday at the federal courthouse. Maybe we can experiment on the power of prayer. Science shows that it works. And yet we kind of all feel complacent and we're complaining all day. And we're being economically bankrupt on purpose. It's all intentional. So we need to join together. It's just we the people. There's no one coming to save us but us.
We have to be the plan. I just gave that speech in Las Vegas. If you didn't see it, it's on our Rumble account as well as StuPeters.com. If you want to see the full interview with Sullivan, conducted by Alicia Powell, great story, nationalfile.com. You can go there. We'll also post it on my Twitter account as well. And for being here, we thank you so much, Alicia. We appreciate it. Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting. lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. They will give you headaches, make you depressed, and even angry if they don't get what they want. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
Okay, so here's a new one. Incredibly amazing stuff here. Scientists have actually discovered a mushroom that, get this, grows new brain cells. Through a newly discovered phenomenon called neurogenesis, it's now known that the brain can actually regenerate itself, and this exotic mushroom stimulates that process. I mean, they should give some of this stuff to Joe Biden. To learn more about this and the new breakthrough product, go to newtopia.com/stew and use promo code StewPeters10 for 10% off your first jar. I gotta tell you, this is a huge breakthrough for anyone who just wants to be smarter. And I mean, who doesn't want that? Again, to learn more, go to newtopia.com/stew. Again, newtopia.com/stew. So the pursuit for alternative treatments for illnesses like cancer or ADHD or COVID-19, this isn't just some recent phenomenon. No, it goes back more than a century. One of the leading alternative medical proponents of the 20th century was a guy called Dr. Royal Rife. Dr. Rife promoted a practice called, and this is a mouthful, high magnification time-lapse cinemicography. So Dr. Rife claimed to have developed this advanced microscope with which he was able to see and detect microorganisms that were too tiny to see with other devices. Then he hypothesized, hey, these microorganisms cause disease, like cancer. But he argued they could be killed by devitalizing them with radio wave bombardment. So-called experts, of course, have been bashing Rife's theories ever since, just like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine was demonized. But there are still advocates of Dr. Rife's theory today. One of those advocates is Matthew Rife, a part of Dr. Rife's extended family. He's revived his ancestors' technology and promotes it to this day. He joins us now to talk more about this. Matthew, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, Stu, let me first say thank you so much for having me on here. It's important to get all this information out, especially about parasites, because they do enter every part of the body. Since this vaccination has been going on, there's a lot of people showing that's parasites in their blood. And, you know, through the Rife technology and everything I've learned over the years, if you change the electromagnetic signature of your on the cellular level, these parasites want to leave your body. Now, these parasites can cause cancer. They go in, they attack different organs. You're going to have tumorous cells growing around the parasites to try to kill it off. But whenever you're so overwhelmed and bombarded in your body, then your body just kind of shuts down, and other cancers, they start growing in conjunction with that one. So eventually people just drop over dead because you're just so bombarded and you're so driven down that your body just can't handle anymore. And you will, kind of like what your show is, just die suddenly.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got this ivermectin, which is a known antiparasitic, which was completely demonized leading into COVID-19. Then we had multiple scientists, doctors, researchers, experts come on this program and say, hey, part of this weapon of biowarfare attack, part of this SARS-CoV-2 genetic sequence or the 25 variations thereof, contain these parasites. And these parasites go in and they disrupt every basically function of your body. What are some of the things that parasites destroy?
They can destroy all of your organs. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of turbo cancers coming out now.
Yeah.
And I get calls every day from people saying, you know, my husband or myself, we were diagnosed with cancer. And it's not only one, it's multiple cancers at the same time. And it's all within the organs. Now, I think that they first started attacking the heart. So we have a lot of myocarditis that's going on, and that's going to cause a lot of scar tissue within the heart. Whenever you change that electromagnetic signature or pulse electrical synapses through it, these parasites will leave. But while you're not doing that, the parasites are going to stick around. It's going to destroy your lungs, your liver, just everything within your body.
So we have, you know, a lot of people that view this program, as Alex Jones noted the other day, tens of millions every day. Everybody's very familiar with what is really happening with, you know, this virus and, of course, the shots that were rolled out in the name of this fake virus. But if people aren't necessarily sold on that or shedding, which, by the way, is very real, who else has parasites? I mean, if you eat pork, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, it's very likely that you have parasites. Is that right?
Yeah, parasites, even the term like hillbilly and people like here where I live in Virginia, you know, they're noted as being low education or dumb. And that's because people used to walk around without shoes on back in the day and they would get tapeworms and these would affect people's brains. I've seen 6-foot tapeworms come out of people. I've seen tons of parasites. And there's more and more people that come in on a daily and they want to be treated for parasites. And, you know, I run the company Rife Technology and I use Rife machines to get rid of that. And I know there's other products out there that do it. So I say that people definitely should, you know, I mean, we anti-parasite our dogs and everything else. We give them parasite medications. Everyone has parasites.
Yeah. If you're deworming your cat, your horse, your dog, why would you not deworm yourself when obviously everybody has it? We have to take care of our own selves. Now, if there was a weapon that somebody were going to use for, oh, I don't know, say a depopulation event or some kind of a mass genocidal level kill off, would there be a better weapon to use than parasites?
No, I mean, you can't see them. Parasites go into the nitty gritty and, you know, you miss them all the time. So, I mean, a lot of people don't even know that they have parasites. They've never been checked for it. Doctors haven't picked up on it.
What are some symptoms of a parasitic infestation?
I've seen people do different things. I've seen like their thought processes going down. I've seen them pretty much go insane. I've seen organs shut down, entire limbs like fingers or arms just go dead, can't move them. Like the world is open at that point when it comes to parasites, because it can mess with your neurological systems. It can mess with all of your flesh as well.
What about being lethargic? What about being fatigued? What about having a constant empty feeling hangover type headache? What about skin rashes? What about a lack of appetite? What about not being able to sleep at night? Are some of these things, you know, the COVID symptoms, loss of taste and smell, are some of these things, you know, side effects of having a parasite infestation?
Yes. And whenever it comes to viruses, they attract towards a cell's electromagnetic signature. And we've never seen a virus do all of these different symptoms going all the way down. Some people have speculated it could be a poison. Well, the poison is parasites, because all of the things that are symptoms are parasitic symptoms as well.
Yeah. I'm a non-believer in wild viruses. I don't think that they just show up poof out of nowhere. But after the discovery of dozens or even hundreds of weapons of biowarfare laboratories around the world that are funded by the U.S. taxpayer, overseen and operated by the CIA and the Pentagon and the Department of Defense, like the 36 of them or so that are in Ukraine, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, Fort Detrick, and University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, right here in our country, who knows how many others that are developing these things. Yeah, there are weapons of biowarfare that are then referred to by the fake, lying, complicit media as viruses. And then the scare, of course, comes out, which leads you to the big pharma enrichment. And then the control factors from the power structure, the deep state, the Luciferian cabal that wants to kill everybody and run the country and run the world, really. They would just as soon send you and your children to a slow and painful death so long as it enriches and empowers them. So get rid of the parasites. Matthew Rife, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Stu.
Of course. So, of course, all of you know about ivermectin. Likely many of you have it in your medicine cabinets ready for the next biowarfare attack. It successfully treated COVID-19. It was demonized as horse paste dewormer after it was made famous by Joe Rogan and so many others who were talking about ivermectin, the Nobel Prize winning wonder drug that kept people from getting sick with this COVID attack. Well, why is that? Well, it's because it's an anti-parasitic. All of these diseases, breast cancer, go read peer-reviewed journals on what ivermectin does for cancer patients, particularly breast cancer, what it has done for COVID-19 treatment. Yeah, that's because these parasites are unleashed by the psychopaths of the world that want to kill you and your kids. So a great anti-parasitic that we have right now is called Purge Suddenly. Go to purgesuddenly.com. Learn more about this. Get on this. You don't need a prescription. It's dirt cheap compared to ivermectin. And you can take as much of it as you need to with no negative side effects. Kill these parasites. Be healthy. Protect yourself. Protect your kids. PurgeSuddenly.com. Here's more.
What if I told you there was a hostile alien species that controls your appetite, sleep, and focus? Invaders that urinate and defecate throughout your body whenever they are hungry. We call them parasites, and they are the root cause of many health issues that result in pain, suffering, and death. The Purge is our solution. Purge Suddenly offers a unique blend of 17 detoxifying ingredients, including black walnut hull and wormwood, scientifically proven to not only kill parasites, but to destroy and flush them out. If you've never gone through a parasite cleanse or didn't do it the right way, our proven formula prepares you for a complete and total victory. Increased alertness, weight loss, and clear skin are just a few of the potential benefits customers have reported back. Kill the parasites, destroy their eggs, and build a big, beautiful wall inside your body to keep them out. It is time to purge suddenly. It's you or them. Make your move now.
We're seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/Stu.